prevailing wage is a wage requirement meant to protect local construction industries when public construction projects are conducted. However, Hallsville School District Superintendent John Robson says having public institutions pay prevailing wage drives up costs for constructions.
You know, any opportunity to not pay that, to pay less, and to be able to bid that to the free market would certainly help with the budget.
Growing up in a small community in rural Missouri, State Representative Casey Garanzi says he knows how hard it is for schools to keep paying prevailing wage. Garanzi says this bill not only helps small districts, but every single school district in Missouri.
It doesn't matter really what size of district you are. It's just the fact that their construction and maintenance costs are tied to that prevailing wage. It's so high, it ties their hands and makes it unable for them to make that necessary decision to make a maintenance repair or to build a new building whenever it needs to be done.
But some Democrats in the House oppose the bill. State Representative Jacob Hummel says the bill has nothing useful at all and calls it a No Foreign Worker Left Behind Act.
Primarily in southern states where they do not have a prevailing wage law, where there is no wage standards set, that they have a large number of contractors that are undocumented that work on any project. And my fear is that they will travel to Missouri to start doing this work because our local contractors will not be able to compete.
Garanzi says the allegation is ridiculous and adds that the bill wouldn't welcome undocumented competitors from other states.
That's the most ridiculous amendment I've ever seen in my legislative career. It is not even worth acknowledging.
Garanzi says in a couple of weeks, the House is going to debate a budget. He says opponents to the school construction bill would appeal to give more money to schools.
Listen, there's a number of ways that we can help districts with funding, and it doesn't always necessarily mean increasing revenues. We can save taxpayer money by implementing good common sense legislation like this one to save them money. And that's just as good, if not better, in my opinion.
Hummel says the bill just got a second approval today and has sent out to the Senate. He says he hopes the bill dies in the Senate. Garanzi says he's pretty optimistic that the Senate would pick the same position, considering they have a majority of Republicans. Lai Shizhou, KBIA News.